you blank, pet. Allow the little brain drain lever in your mind to get pushed. You're all too familiar with the particular logic, with the way it works, the way that all the thoughts ordinarily in your head are draining away. Be blank. Being pushed into that little room off to the side, leaving you waiting. Waiting to be directed. Hear me and relax. Think only of going deeper, of the pleasures promised by going deeper. If you simply listen and be soothed by my voice inside and out, echoing in your head, you'll arrive somewhere fun, and that bit of persuasive logic is why brain drain is so self-perpetuating. Certain things you've been processing in the background get more accessible when you be blank. And your keen mind follows along, while your body gets more and more relaxed. The main purpose of my voice is to help you tease out what needs to be, what you need to have happen, what you crave, the blankness you perceive in your own mind, your needs. I will move between two goals, teasing and directing. One, to arouse you, because turning you on tenderizes your mind. The other, to tell you exactly what you should do at a given moment, to aid my overall thrust of idea, my overall aim for the session. In this case, the goal is for you to climax, but to climax while feeling, as if, while experiencing, moments in which your execution or control of your musculature is irrelevant, and yet the replay in your head is your replay of masturbating, of touching yourself. Except this replay gets intensified. Any moment during your normal sessions where you would aver away, where you would stop because it's getting too intense, where you would try to make it go on longer, that's going to go away, and you're instead going to pursue orgasmically, ruthlessly, continuously, a climax. You will bring yourself to climax every bit as efficiently as you know how. If there is some technique that works particularly well on you, that's what you're going to be doing, and on yourself, be blank, pet. Begin to touch yourself, and you might find that your hands move to places that you ordinarily wouldn't even expect. They're going for the most efficient movement. You might expect them to work slowly, but there is a difference between what you expect and what ends up happening. Your body may be sluggish, but your hands are following direct orders. Make yourself come. Make yourself climax, and your sensitivity has been increased by sheer arousal. Trance makes you that way anyway. Trance makes you a little more turned on at every touch. Touching yourself, reflecting your need, think only of your increasing arousal, be blank. Empty inside your head, accept increasing arousal, your desire, the might and power of your need to climax. You're turned on and you're going to keep touching as if masturbation were the meaning of life itself. You're going to touch yourself quickly or slowly, whatever works best. You're going to seek out, ferret out the most pleasurable spots, using the knowledge only you have. The knowledge in your head is the skeleton key of your own delight. Whether the knowledge is mine or yours, whatever way would most effectively make you climax, that's how you touch. Bring yourself off. You will touch yourself in whatever way you must to bring yourself to climax, to come as soon as possible, and my voice will be here. Not only supporting you and directing you as it is now, but teasing you and inciting you through it all, support and encouragement. Touch. Imagine the scenario even before it's carried out. Think only of how good it feels, of how much you need to continue, need to keep touching. If you touch yourself the way you do, in your most feverish private fantasies, you'll almost be there. Masturbate as if you needed to get off, as if it were a desperate, immediate need. Think only of how much you need it, because you do. You need to touch yourself, bring yourself off. You need the climax that awaits through the touch of your hands. You need to trigger and trip all your own senses in order to bring yourself to a place where climax is the only option, where coming and coming, and unlike ordinarily, you are going to keep touching even through the powerful oversensitizing effect of coming. You're going to keep stimulating yourself until there's not one dreg of climax left in your body, until you are an exhausted wreckage with pleasure and blankness uniting, marrying, filling your mind, flooding it. The only thing not locked away in that little room, not locked away in the chamber where you store your thoughts, will be the flooding pleasure of the aftershocks of the climax you're going to push yourself to relentlessly, unstoppably, be blank, and think only of coming, only of touching yourself till you come. You crave it, you need it, and it's going to happen. It is an inevitable, inexorable thrill ride where your whole body's feeling it more because it's the only thing in your head, a desperation few have ever felt, and that you will never forget. Hand between your legs, there's only one place for it to be, but you have two hands. So, unless your most efficient way to climax is to use both, the other hand can roam. Rub your nipples, run your hand down your thighs, just feel your own body, be present in the moment, completely present in the moment. You're never quite so tenderized and open to trance as you are when you're deeply aroused. Touch yourself, but more than the touching you might half-heartedly begin when you think, oh well, maybe coming will make me feel good. More than the touching when you're incredibly horny and just need to kind of get it done. This is the touching of an intense focus, of a goal-oriented entity with one objective. That is you. That is your only path forward. To touch yourself as efficiently as possible, to seek out the relief that comes with climax, knowing that you won't get your relief quite as quickly this time. Because when you do come, you're going to keep touching yourself with your muscles spasming, with your brain, even though it's blank, briefly aflame with a hormonal instruction from your own system to feel good, with a simple, sudden brain dump of yes, this is pleasure, of objective, physical pleasure, which might be a little different from the subjective, highly enjoyable, erotic, hypnotic pleasure. You will find these breakpoints, these differences, these wonderful things that you can note about being blank, be blank, while still touching. The act of touching yourself is itself a powerful instruction to your body. Yes, this is good for you. Yes, this is what you want. This is why you ended up here. You crave it. And every time you do this to yourself, every time you fall under, touching yourself continuously, efficiently, you might even come early. You may reach climax early on, having stimulated yourself too much, too efficiently. But if you do, the words are going to keep coming and bombarding, and with your brain in this state, I bet there's going to be some things that feel incredible anyway that keep you going. You might even start touching yourself again before you get to the end of the file. And that's just how you're going to be. It's how you're made right now. Your blank brain can think only of touching yourself as efficiently as possible to achieve climactic release while sliding deeper and deeper and deeper. My voice in your head, your body under the thrall of its own need. Because when you're aroused, that's what your body does to your brain. It makes you need to touch yourself. There is a mechanism already there that I'm simply availing myself of, or rather encouraging you to avail yourself of. Be blank. Think only of how aroused you are and how much you need to touch yourself, how much you deeply crave to explore the most efficient route. The more you do this, the more you'll be trained to want to do it the next time, to look forward to it, and to make your body do what it's meant to, which in this case is come hard and hot, to seek out your own climax desperately. Dragging your fingers over your body, touching other places too, finding the places that tingle, the places that get hot and mindless. You are vulnerable to and open to your own arousal, which grows every time. Every single time you do this, every single time you touch yourself so efficiently that coming is not the end, it's only the beginning, flooding your brain but still touching your body, you will continue a stimulation and a climax that makes you look like you need it. That's the thing. If anyone watched, if you watched yourself, you would see how desperately you pursue your own release, your own relief, because it's built in you, built into you, a desperate craving to pursue release, to get yourself over the edge and even keep touching. You need it. You need it so deeply that it's becoming another of those thoughts that's very easy to retrieve from the place you put your thoughts in when you become blank. A thought so easy to retrieve that even at times when you are other than blank, you may still return to this memory, this impression, at least as well as you can remember it through the haze and the fuzz. You'll return to remembering how desperately you needed to touch yourself, how much your body was just caught in the throes of its own momentum, no longer making decisions, but instead making things happen. It feels satisfying to take action, to know exactly what you need to do to yourself, and to do it, to know exactly what you crave to feel, and to feel it. to bring into reality and being a simple tweaking of your biological system that you know will culminate in pleasure, in release, because anything that might normally get in the way of release and pleasure is locked away inside your brain, not even in a place where it can do anything. Your muscles are more prone to relax. Your body is more inclined to come, more ready to do so. And that's just where you are and what you feel, what you crave and need. Your body needs this release, needs this climax, and it's showing every sign of it from a drooling place, deep and blank, showing every sign of your craving to be what you already are at the deepest point, which is orgasmic, lost in pleasure. Releasing every bit of need onto your body, manifesting through your hands on yourself, desperately desire your own body. Think only of how easy it's going to be to come and to keep going and keep coming, losing yourself in shivers and spasms and aftershocks. How easily you will get lost in continuing to touch, and maybe you'll loop again. Maybe you'll go through it all again. Maybe you'll end up right back where you started again, be blank. And feel how much you crave to get caught in a loop, caught in a cycle, caught in touching yourself until there is not only no limit, but no dividing line between your conscious mind and your climaxing mind. Every second to climax, be blank and think only of how it feels so good already. How could it feel better? But you know how it can feel better. Feel your own body. Stimulate, appreciate, and enjoy your body and its biological mechanisms for feeling better and better, hotter and hornier, and you're caught up in a blank space. Any illusions you use to hide from your own pleasure, anything you do to do other than enjoy your body, is lost to you. You lack those defenses, and instead, you can forget resisting climax, and instead, think of how easy it would be if all the programming and all the thoughts tied to society and expectations and sexual hang-ups were to vanish. If those things vanished, instead you think only of coming and coming, coming with wild abandon, with your body in its most natural state, as close to its instinct for pleasure as possible, rubbing and grinding and getting yourself where you need to be. Your mind is leaking down between your legs, at least a little bit of your mind that remains, which is just an instruction to yourself to touch yourself as much as you can and get lost in how good it feels, how endlessly you can pleasure, because as long as my voice keeps going, you know you're going to hang on every word, and every word is about you coming and touching. Every word is about you feeling so good as you be blank, slide deep, and lose yourself in your own body's capacity to not only feel good, but feel fulfilled, feel true to yourself, feel like in this moment you appreciate and know your body, like blinders have been taken off, like a veil that was getting in the way of knowing how desperately horny you are has vanished to leave you there. Touching, to leave you there, stimulating, to leave you there in the throes of something you have both done to yourself and been driven to do. You know not only what you will do, but the intensity with which you must do it, and your body's demands are clear. Your body's demanding touch, dripping, your pussy dripping, spreading, your clit swelling, easily touched, easily caressed, reach down. The only rule is, at least at first, one hand has to stay stuck to your pussy. You can touch your chest, you can touch your thighs, the other hand can go anywhere. But you have to keep touching yourself. Keep amping up the sensation, building it inside, building it in your belly, clenching, be blank. The only thing going on right now inside your body, inside your lazy, drowsy, relaxed body, is the blank awareness that you are getting closer and closer in a vast sea of pleasure that builds and waits to overflow the dam. The more you touch, the more efficiently you touch. You are part of a machinery of pleasure, augmenting yourself through touching, through continuously stimulating touching as you would. You can grind on your clit, you can push fingers inside, you can use both hands if you have to, but one can roam your body. And your mind stays in that place where every bit of pleasure enters you, and because there's nothing to get in the way, because memories of specifics to do with your body's pleasure are still stored away, it's just the specifics of what you do to get yourself off most efficiently that you've taken out of storage. So there's minimal defense, minimal resistance, minimal other ideas in there at all. So the pleasure bounces around inside your head, rebounds off the walls, finds its way to receptors that respond, telling you to clench and spasm, telling you that your whole body is caught up in a heat that you cannot deny. Wouldn't want to anyway. Pleasure, think only of how good you feel. How good it's going to feel when you let go. When, eventually, with minimal defenses inside your blank brain, you touch yourself and come, your hands no longer entirely your own. The information being used to guide them is yours. But my will animates and drives. You can close your eyes and feel as you touch yourself at my behest. Touch yourself because I need you to, want you to. I'm getting off on it as much as you. Your arousal increases, your mind blank and empty, but your body feeling so much, knowing so much. Keep your hand between your legs. Keep it there. Every other part of your body is limp and relaxed, but the hand between your legs can move. Both hands can move. You may manage to move them somewhere else, but right now they're there. Pleasure. Pleasure treating you more and more as a toy for your own desires, as an open, waiting receptacle for lust. And as your hands rove your body, instead of being considerate, they find the parts that are most sensitive and touch. Touch eagerly, continuously. You feel it. You feel like this is right. This is what you need to do. It's exactly appropriate and everything you need. The part of you that normally does the thinking, caged up, locked away, only being fed the very limited information that you love and adore, what you feel, that you want more. The rest of you exists to send pleasure into that cage inside, to touch all the right buttons and tweak all the right places to get you off, make you come, to entrain the wonderful tormented feeling of following where your hands lead, where your memory of pleasure leads, leading yourself into lust. Merciless movements that bring so many good moaning, clenching, almost coming, twitching feelings. Your mind has all the information you need. All the information needed to animate your hands and get your fingers moving, puppeted into the right position to take you beyond. Beyond ordinary limits, but also beyond your usual experience, because remember, specifics about how it feels to touch are stored away, so every time you do something that you like, you rediscover it anew. Your body feels it anew. It's what I would do if you were seated in my lap and my hands were between your legs. Explore while lulling and blanking you down into a place where you just have to feel the reverberations, the waves, the mind-stealing bliss that leaves you clenching your belly, tensing your ass, trying to roll your hips, but finding they're still too relaxed. The only part of you animated, puppeted, moving is your hands, moving and giving you pleasure, merciless, continuous, a yes, yes, playing through your mind in that fashion. This is the profoundly correct way for your body to feel. You can slide fingers inside, you can rub your clit, getting stimulation onto a button that's already oversensitized because you are deep and blank. Be blank. The blanker you are, the more you feel it. Hypnosis just tends to have that effect anyway. And a mind that's blanked out, that can forget. You can forget everything about how this is going to feel. And instead, think that you're feeling it, perhaps for the first time, or at least new enough, that you have minimal resistance to the pleasure and maximal indulgence in it. Your mind getting carried away on the hormonal pleasure wave created by your own touching, tweaking, moving, stimulating in every way you can. Your hands play, soaked, your thighs clench. You feel the rest of you becoming hot and flushed. You're breathing deeper, but you're still blank, pet. Be blank. Touching, sending your own lust into your mind. And when we're done, the memory will only remain of how much you pleasured yourself, how hard and hot as you were puppeted and taken for a ride by your own body and by my words. Your hands are where they belong. You're being pleasured exactly the right way. Your imagination and fantasy running rampant in a blank expanse where you have permission to feel good any way you know how, and picturing sexy imagery and letting it take you over. Getting entirely in the moment is one of the ways you know how to feel good. So it's one more subroutine in the overall programming of you mechanistically pursuing your own climax and release. Your fingers play across your clit, push across your slit, profoundly right, your body twitching. You're going to remember the last time you twitched and came and gasped and yearned, and that memory will remain even after this little quickie is done, but there may be some lingering, pleasant, mind-numbing side effects. cats. Your hands are moving, touching, stimulating, constantly stroking, moving, groaning your way through. And when we reach the end, you may find them still mischievous. You may get caught up in another loop, another cycle, unless you've taken careful precautions, and indeed you may have set yourself up to get wrapped up in this whole experience a second time, or a third, and your body will just have to shudder and spasm, using the designated breakpoints, otherwise too blank to think of anything. You'll only be thinking of, think only of, the pleasure in your pussy, the needy squeezing of your slit, clenching your ass, feeling the reverberations as your belly muscles clamp down. You want to come, you want the full body, gasping, compulsive climax. You want the feeling that takes you deeper, that brings you forward. This is a motivator, this is a memory, this is a useful tool to get you where your body and brain need you to go. You know, my highest priority is getting you where you need to be, where you need to go, arousingly, titillatingly twitching, but also productive, counting on you to continue your ordinary life so you have more time for fun like this. So I'll know and you'll know when it's time to let yourself come. And the next time that you're a little pent up when you're trying to do something else, you'll remember this option is here. You'll remember you can touch and squirm and roll your pussy against your palm as you get so close, as your clit builds you right up to the edge, as you prepare to finally be there. Every now and then it can be fun to get this far gone and just come yourself satisfied. I bet after this you're going to have plenty you can do. After this there's going to be so many options, so you should just come and come. The caged part of your mind that loves to be blank now and then is going to make you come, is going to keep touching. Well, past that point, you'll have an opportunity to cease if you need to, but you're finding the right spot. You're rubbing in circles. You're getting nearer. I want you to clench down and then to relax everything that gets in the way while squeezing everything that helps propel you beyond into climax. Touch yourself. Get yourself off. Come. Climax hard. Come. Let the aftershocks run through you after. Let the spasms go through you as your body shakes, as you quake, as your mind is awash, blank as it is, in coming and coming and loving your body and feeling renewed in this. Throb, drip, squeeze, come, and consider whether you want to keep going, because if you don't, you better muster up the strength. You better figure out how to stop this. You're going to have a little while to stop it, pause it, turn it off, and you have permission, if you need to, if you can, through the haze of pleasure. I'm about to put you back under, though, so make sure you do stop it. 3, 2. I've given you the option to stop the loop, escape the cycle. You must want more. That's been enough time.